From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
오늘의 broadcast, President Moon Jae-in reshuffles his cabinet and presidential office, and the ruling party picks a new floor leader on the heels of a severe election defeat. South Korea and the U.S. are set to hold their first summit talk since President Joe Biden's election in Washington next month. And the nation commemorates the sinking of the Sewol ferry 7 years ago, which took more than 300 lives. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kolka. President Moon Jae-in carried out a major reshuffle on Friday, replacing his prime minister and five other cabinet members, as well as key presidential staff. The nominations come in the aftermath of the ruling Democratic Party's painful defeat in the by-elections earlier this month. Bae Ju-yeon reports.
President Moon Jae-in has named former Interior Minister Kim Bu-kyum as his third and likely last prime minister. Presidential Chief of Staff Yoo Young-min on Friday announced the cabinet reshuffle.
Kim 후보자는 정치와
Nominee Kim has proven his leadership in realizing coexistence and co-prosperity in the social and political scenes while serving four terms as a lawmaker. As a politician of unity, he has devoted himself to overcoming regional divide, achieving social reforms and national unity.
The decision comes as Prime Minister Jeong Se-kyun resigned and is widely expected to run in next year's presidential race.
The administration also hopes to create an opportunity to humbly accept the people's demands, as displayed through the recent by-elections.
Considered a moderate within the ruling Democratic Party, the nominee in the 2016 general elections won a key district in Daegu, the main opposition People Power Party's traditional stronghold. Coming just days after the DP's stunning loss in the by-elections that followed a property speculation scandal involving public officials, the president also replaced the land, industry, labor, fisheries, and science ministers. Meanwhile, Moon also replaced with aides, including presidential senior secretary for political affairs, while creating a new staff position to oversee disease control efforts amid the coronavirus pandemic. All the cabinet nominees will have to go through a parliamentary confirmation hearing, and the prime minister nominee requires National Assembly approval before a formal appointment. Pijun KBS World Radio News.
Ruling Democratic Party Representative Yoon Ho-jung has been elected the party's new floor leader. The four-term lawmaker, who is a member of a faction close to President Moon Jae-in, defeated three-term Representative Park Won-ju by securing 104 out of 169 votes at a general meeting of assembly members on Friday. After his victory, Yoon vowed that the DP will reform after a period of introspection in the aftermath of a recent by-election defeat to become a party that is competent, reform-minded, and hardworking. He also pledged to seek dialogue and cooperation with the opposition. Earlier, Yoon called to accelerate the Moon administration's drive to reform institutions of power, including the prosecution and the media. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will visit Washington next month for summit talks with U.S. President Joe Biden. Presidential spokesperson Kang Min-sook said on Friday that Moon will visit the White House in late May at the invitation of President Biden. Kang said that the two leaders are expected to hold in-depth discussions on the continued development of a solid South Korea-U.S. alliance, denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and a close cooperation in efforts to establish lasting peace in the region. Coordination on the date of the trip is reportedly underway between the two nations. The White House said China and North Korea will be on the agenda when U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga meet on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a press briefing on Thursday that the summit will touch on the U.S.'s approach to China and shared cooperation with Japan on that front. She added that the U.S.-Japan joint commitment toward the denuclearization of North Korea will be part of the discussion, as well as security and regional security. Meanwhile, a senior U.S. administration official said in a background press call on Thursday that Biden is likely to discuss strained South Korea-Japan ties with Suga. The official described the worsened ties as concerning and painful. A bipartisan commission of the U.S. House of Representatives has expressed concerns over a South Korean law that bans sending anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets into North Korea, calling for revision. Representative James McGovern, the co-chair of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission, said he hopes the South Korean National Assembly will amend the law, adding that's the advantage of living in a democracy. Representative Christopher Smith, another co-chair of the commission, said that he named the anti-leafleting law the anti-Bible and anti-BTS law, as it blocks the flow of information on religion and South Korean pop culture like BTS into North Korea. South Korea reported 673 new COVID-19 cases on Friday, staying in the 600s for the second straight day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said that the new infections raised the country's accumulated caseload to 112,789. The daily figure slightly dropped from the previous day, but remained in the 600s with no signs of a slowdown in infections. Of the new cases detected throughout Thursday, 652 were local transmissions and 21 were imported. A number of commemorative ceremonies were held around South Korea on Friday, marking the 7th anniversary of the deadly sinking of the Sewol ferry that killed more than 300 people. 22 family members of victims linked to Danwon High School, the largest group on board the ill-fated ship, remembered their loved ones near the site where the ferry sank in waters off the coast of southwestern Jindo County. The ceremony began at 10:30 a.m., around the exact time of the sinking that claimed the lives of more than 260 Danwon students and teachers. Another ceremony was held in Ansan, Gyeonggi Province, where the school is located. A separate service was held at a memorial in the city of Incheon for about 40 victims that were not linked to the school. The government has assessed that South Korea's domestic demand is showing signs of recovery. The finance ministry made the assessment in its monthly economic evaluation report called the Green Book, released on Friday. The ministry said the slump in domestic demand has eased and employment has risen amid a continued recovery in exports and the manufacturing sector. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 4.29 points, or 0.13% on Friday, closing the week at 3,198.62. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 7.72 points, or 0.76%, to close at 1,021.62. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 1.3 won against the dollar, ending the day at 1,116.3 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.
KBS World Radio.